Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
All right, 7 half the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And importantly, you are here. So Jennifer and Kenny and I are focused on George Bush. No, we aren't. I have actually my George Bush socks on. That's probably why I'm thinking about
it. You have George Bush socks?
I have George Bush socks.
I want those. I mean, I don't want them now that your stinky feet have been in them.
Well, I can
wash
them.
But I want George Bush socks.
I can wash them.
Do they have his picture on them?
No, they just have his signature. They're, let's see, what colors are they? They're blue, orange, green, and yellow. Very, very clever and very colorful and
perfect
Florida colors.
Every color in the crayon box.
I am, pretty much. I'm in the studios of John Cremins and Agos Dancura in Tampa this morning. It is 77 degrees and humid, and Charlotte doesn't like it. Other than that, I can't give you much of a report. I can tell you, though, as long as I'm in Florida, the focus on Jeb Bush is rather fevered or fervent, Kenny. Which word would you... it's fervent or,
I think
or fevered?
I think in this case it might be both.
Yeah, it might be.
So is it Jeb, he's a Hispanic voter?
Well, apparently...
¿Dónde está el Jeb?
He speaks fluent Spanish.
He really does, in a nice tone, by the way.
His wife is from Mexico. Mm-hmm. For 2 years, he lived in Venezuela when he was in his 20s.
Fernando?
Fernando Venezuela, yes, right. Venezuela. Did I say Valenzuela? Well, you know what I mean. So he's very culturally immersed. He was born in Texas, former governor of Florida, large Hispanic populations in those two. So no doubt he would get much of the Spanish vote.
Right, and
but,
he's that's what conservatives don't like about him is immigration, because he's kind of soft on it.
Exactly. It appears Mr. Bush may have become a bit carried away. He listed himself as an Hispanic on a 2009 voter registration application
Miami-Dade County.
Apparently, the spokespeople for Mr. Bush have no explanation for this. He went on Twitter, however, to say, oops.
Hashtag oopsie.
Oops.
Those My Florida mistake. Ballots are really tricky, though.
Don't think I fooled anyone, he said. And then his son, Jeb Jr., said, come on, Dad. Think you checked the wrong box?
Is Jeb Jr. The really hot one?
No, that's George. George, his son George is the hot one.
Oh, okay.
And the one
I'm
who
glad
is
you knew. Look at you. So.
he looks like the son, George, looks like his mother. And it was around during most of the campaigning that was done for his uncle. He was around wooing the Spanish, the young Spanish population, the young Spanish female population, I might say.
Just say ay, ay, ay to that one.
Carolina Lopez is the deputy supervisor of elections for Miami-Dade. She said voters have to submit hard copies of applications with a signature before receiving a voter information card that confirms their address and their polling location. According to the election department, the application requires a signature because the voter is swearing or affirming an oath. So yesterday's New York Times got a copy of the application.
He's a liar.
And
he shouldn't be able to vote.
No, right, exactly. He's disqualified from being president. Anyway, it shows his driver's license, his Social Security number, but they were all covered up anyway. So what does this mean? It doesn't really mean much of anything except he goofed. I don't know. Do we make a big deal out of this? What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email
well,
to Doug.
How would it benefit him if he purposely,
to do this?
If he purposely said, I'm a Hispanic voter? Or was it just an accidental Bush box check?
I don't get that this.
Because not like you. I mean, you still get the same ballot no matter
what. Okay. Does this come under the same scrutiny as Elizabeth Warren, who is not my favorite senator?
You checked the witch box. Caucasian, Hispanic.
Well, in addition to checking the witch box, she also checked the Native American box.
Oh yeah, she's
Remember, she was accused of misrepresenting herself as an Indian.
Okay, I can understand that because you get benefits and stuff if you're an Indian. I mean,
well, but still, it's not the truth, really.
Every Hispanic, you know, it's like everybody has to work the same. If you're a Native American, you get grants and stuff.
So there's Ted Cruz also, who's been explaining that he's eligible to run even though he was born in Canada because his mother is an American.
Right.
Democrats obviously quick to criticize Mr. Bush for the era. As a matter of fact, Alberto Morales, who is the, I'm surprised to hear that he's the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic outreach worker.
Yeah.
That is for the, Alberto says that Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos. What about Hispanics? Because Latinos, this guy's out of step because he doesn't know there's a difference between Latinos and Hispanics. Even I know that, and I'm as white as they come. Not as white as Jennifer, but pretty close.
Hey.
Hey. So how about that? Hey, Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos, and the Democrat Party in Florida says, he's committed a felony. Send him to jail.
What are the charges, Your Honor? Impersonating a Hispanic.
This could be a very entertaining campaign season coming up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
this kind of stuff. Look, Jeb Bush is not my favorite. I don't know why, because I really seriously do, and I know you hate this. Well, you don't hate it, but you don't like it. I love George W. I don't know why Jeb just doesn't do it for me.
I got his father's socks
on. It's not
like
I'm saying. It's not that I have a Bush block. That the reason I don't like Jeb.
That's something you wear in the sun in Florida, Bush block, or Texas even perhaps. Yeah. All right. Well, I'd rather be a Bush blocker than a Bush whacker, and I think that is going to end this conversation. Unless you have something to say. 888. And who's got anything? What else is there to say actually about this? In reality, there's nothing else to say.
Just
unless you
sad
have something
about
else.
The pool of candidates swimming out there.
All right, 888 in a sea of sharks. 888-302-3684. Remember this above all other considerations when it comes to politicking this time around. Chances are Jeb Bush will carry the day. It's too early to tell. No. But if he does and Mrs. Clinton carries the day, you will have the phoniest campaign you could ever possibly contrive. Like
the good
you're
thing is,
what?
But the good thing is, if both the Bush and the Clinton get back on there, you can't hear that. Well, we don't need another Bush because then they're going to say, well, we don't need another Clinton. That's what's going
to
happen.
It would be very interesting to say the least. 14 after the hour.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, an American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Porsche chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Still immature.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy!
So where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each day is in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, so for the equal opportunity folks who are upset with me because they just spent how much time? What, 6 minutes talking about Jeb Bush? Do we spend that much time talking about him?
Yeah,
6 minutes?
I liked it.
All right, so we'll spend a couple of minutes on Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Now, do we need a fanfare? Have we got some sort of
Dougie.
She's won a trip to the White House. She's expected. I know this is going to be big news. Stop the presses. Hold the phone. Make no moves until you check with your mother and father. Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her presidential campaign.
4 years ago.
Her initial focus will apparently be on intimate events.
I bet.
Rather than the big speeches to big rallies. It'll be like one-on-one or one-on-two.
What you gotta do is you gotta be intimate. I wish I could do a Bill Clinton. Man, I could do a Bill Clinton.
You don't have to do a Bill.
Everybody I wish, Bill but Clinton. You know, he likes the intimate things.
Right, he does, so, as a matter of fact. All right, so that's the big story from the other side. For those of you who are upset with me because...
Well, I'm going to other side your other side.
Oh, are you? Really? Why? Where are we going now?
Rand Paul's going to announce his
Rand
White
Paul.
House run today.
Now, he might get my vote, actually. Is it going to bother anybody if I tell you that I like Rand Paul? I've told you that before, anyway.
A lot of people like Rand Paul.
The millennials love him.
I like Rand Paul, except I don't like his foreign policy. That's
well, but you see, the interesting thing is the younger crowd doesn't pay much attention to foreign policy. The younger crowd pays attention to two things. One of them is fiscal responsibility, and the other one is stay out of my bedroom. That's pretty much it for the millennials. You can summarize the millennials that way.
And drugs.
And you're, well, I don't know about, you think?
Legalizing marijuana, yes.
Oh, well, legalizing, I don't know if they're overusing it, yeah. But I think that those would be very important, very significant, and more focused approaches by the candidates if they've got a clue as to who's going to actually be out voting. 21 after on Good Day.